The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food in each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country. That's literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, Baja California, Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here, and they're ready to taste some featured wines, which I think you're going to love, and some food pairings coming from the chef in the kitchen. My guest tonight is Brian McMullen from McMullen's Irish Pub, except that, guess what? He had some kind of a problem, and he's not going to be able to be here, so that's too bad. That doesn't make any difference because we have the winemaker himself, came all the way over from Paso Robles, California. Steve Felton is here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about making wine and why his wines that we're tasting this evening are so doggone good. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine and pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight, of course, is no exception, and the choices are interesting, and I'm certain you're going to discover some more about food pairing and wine pairings for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. While tasting is the sensory examination of evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we are available also on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine makes every meal an occasion, every table more elegant, and every day more civilized. I believe that. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about where we are here, and that is the beautiful restaurant McMullen's Irish Pub. And one of the things that they are really big on, you know, some bars pick a charity of some sort, and maybe once a year they do some type of an event that brings some money in. But here at McMullen's Irish Pub, they are very big on St. Baldrick's Foundation. Actually, they've brought more than $253 million in research for funding resource. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, since 2005. That's a lot of money, folks. So they do some serious stuff here. The common types of childhood cancer are very unique. I just want you to know, it's not the same type of a cancer. I mean, yes, it is cancer, but it's done a little bit different with children than it is with adults in many different ways. And I want to just run it by a couple of them. We're not going to have a whole lecture here on child's this evening, but there are 12 different types of childhood cancers. And before they turn 20, about 1 in 285 children in the United States will have cancer. Isn't that amazing? 1 in 285 children are going to have cancer. What they say is that worldwide, a child is diagnosed every 2 minutes with cancer. That is incredible. So the St. Baldrick's Foundation is a very big, very strong, very effective organization. So if you have an opportunity to get involved with them in any way, I suggest you do it. Because just a cure is not enough. There's so much that has to do with the life-changing situation. Can you just imagine having a child and the doctor diagnosed that they have cancer, how your whole life is going to change from that instant on, not just for the child, but for the full family and all their friends? It's incredible. We've got to go to a break. I don't want anybody crying. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about vino and food on Wines du Jour. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
you experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to Wines and Jewelry. We're here having a good time at McMullen's Irish Pub here in Las Vegas. And for those of you that may know a little bit about Las Vegas but don't live here, if you know where the Orleans Casino is, McMullen's Irish Pub is literally straight across the street. In fact, my guest tonight, Steve Felton, and his bride, Mary Ellen, are staying there, and all they had to do is walk across the street to be on the show. They're pretty happy about that. That's a little different than past years. Steve Felton has been a personal friend for a number of years. He is one of the best winemakers in California. He does all kinds of different things about making wine in addition to making what we're tasting this evening, and that's Stephen Felton Cellars wines. We're doing three of his wines, as we always do here on Wines is Your. The first one this evening that they have just poured for everybody to taste is the Viognier, coming to us from Paso Robles. All of the wines from Steve Felton Cellars comes from Paso Robles. Steve himself and his wife live in the Paso Robles area, which incidentally is a beautiful area. It's similar to Las Vegas weather-wise, but of course it's in California and not too far from Hearst Castle, if you know where that is, which is about halfway between California and Santa Barbara down the Pacific coast. So it's kind of interesting, but a lot of fun in Paso Robles. We're going to be taking a group of people from Las Vegas over to Paso Robles, I think, in October. So maybe we'll look you guys up while we're over there. So I just want to mention that we have the three wines, the Viognier that I already did mention. The second wine that we're going to have is a Tempranillo. Tempranillo is kind of a unique varietal, and we'll talk to Stephen a little bit about that a little later. And then our third and final wine is a wine that's probably best known in California than anywhere else in the whole world, and that is Zinfandel. Now, please, don't say white Zinfandel. Say Zinfandel. There's a major difference. On the other hand, both of them come from the very same grape. One of them is processed a little quicker, let's say, than the other. So the white Zinfandel goes through a process much, much, much quicker than regular Zinfandel, if you will. But the Zinfandel that we have here from Stephen Felton is absolutely outstanding. And when we get to it, we'll talk a little bit about it. But first, let's talk a little bit about the Viognier. And the best way to do that is to talk with Stephen Felton himself. Stephen, thank you very much for taking the time to come over here to Las Vegas and tell us a little bit about your wines and share with us.
Well, thank you very much for having us. It's always a pleasure to visit Vegas and show off our wines. The Viognier, I had an opportunity to get a small lot from the west side of Paso Robles. Now, when we first moved to Paso Robles 23 years ago, there was only 17 wineries. Now there's over 300.
Yeah.
And one of the original pioneers was Gary Eberle, who's well known for having smuggled some Hermitage Syrah cuttings in the suitcase.
Is that how they got here?
And also, you know, Tobless Creek, the Haas family. The Rhone varietals in Paso Robles, you know, sort of started slow, but especially when Saxum got that 100-point from Robert Parker for their GSM, they're really taken off. And so it's a pleasure to do a Rhone varietal, especially a white Rhone.
Uh-huh.
And Viognier, in particular, does very well in the cooler west side of Paso Robles. Now, the key to making a good white Rhone varietal is balance. You know, this wine has wonderful citrus notes, lime and tangerine and some pit fruit, peach, apricot. But what I'm really proud of with this wine is the way the finish came out. It's got ample acidity, so it holds up to a number of dishes. I mean, it's great with mahi-mahi, turkey legs.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work. Well, also, the retail price is very reasonable for a Viognier. It's $21, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and the equivalent wine from the same district would probably be $20, $30 more. But the reason that you know, I can keep the prices down is I've been in the industry for over 40 years, and at this stage of my career, I decided to stay very small. I do less than 500 cases a year. I sell it all to a few local outlets in San Luis Obispo County. So I can keep the price down. I don't have marketing costs. I don't have my own facility. Whenever I'm at a tasting, people always ask, well, where's your winery? Well, you know, my winery is my clients. I consult with a lot of small growers and wineries in Paso, and I tap their resources. And sometimes they pay me a consulting fee, and sometimes, you know, they'll pay me in wine. So I literally will work for wine.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, the good part is you have an awful lot of people that are in Paso Robles area that are in the wine industry that can say that you actually started them out, telling them what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And that's very important. And you're still there, still doing it, and now you just decided to put a name on a label and do a few bottles, just kind of maybe if nothing else for ego purposes, because all your money and everything comes from all your businesses, not necessarily from the few hundred bottles that you make each year. And I have to tell you, you do a very good job with all the wines I've ever tasted with your name on it. They've been superb.
Well, thank you, Les. And yeah, it's a labor of love. You know, I don't do this for the money. You know, the consulting is lucrative enough, but I like to keep my feet purple.
That's one way to look at it. Well, $21, we always talk about alcohol, percentage of alcohol in wine every week on Wines to Shore, not because we're concerned about drinking and all of that sort of thing, but we're concerned about the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less that the wine pairs with food. And so when it gets up around 15, 16, 16.5%, it's pretty difficult to pair with much food. When it gets down around 15 or a little less, and in this case, incidentally, this Viognier is 14.4%, it pairs with a lot of food. A little more choices, I guess, is the best way to put it, than just drinking it by itself. And the chef tonight has decided to do something a little unique. We're all going to get a little creamy turkey vegetable soup to go with this wine. Is that cool? I think it's pretty neat. So anyway, it'll be out here in about 5 minutes or so, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So don't drink all of your wine now. You won't have anything to pair it with. And we think it pairs very, very well, the two of them together. Our second wine this evening also comes from the Felton Cellars in Paso Robles, California. And it's one that has a unique name, too, called Tempranillo. And I'm going to ask Stephen, if he would, tell us a little bit about Tempranillo and how he got involved with that particular varietal.
Well, you know, Tempranillo is very commonly planted in the north of Spain in the Rioja district.
Right.
And I've made it from several different vineyards in Paso Robles. There's not a lot. You know, people have a few acres here and there, but it does really well. It just expresses the terroir with, you know, a lot of ripe cherry flavors, spice, mint, and you know, you can make it, you know, as big as you want, because in Paso Robles we get that, we have a long growing season. We don't normally get a lot of rain, and we have sunshine, you know, clear through into November. So you know, this is a fairly high alcohol Tempranillo. It's over 15%, but it, one of the things about the wines, if they're not made well, a high alcohol wine can taste hot, but if it's made well, so it's highly extracted and the tannins are developed and structured and the acid is adequate, then you get that balance where you can carry the higher alcohol with a lot of extract, and it does, you know, work very well with a number of foods.
What I think is pretty good is what we're going to pair it with tonight, and we'll talk about it a little more in detail a little later, and that is corned beef. Corned beef. How bad can that be with a beautiful wine from Stephen Felton's winery? I think that's a very good deal. Let's kind of stick with our creamy turkey and veggie soup that they have brought out for us to taste to go along with this Viognier. And I just want you to know that Viognier pairs with a lot of different things. Even though it's not a name that you're familiar with like you would, say, Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, it pairs really well with ham, as an example. I think that's a good thing. And one of my favorite items is, and I don't know if you do this at home or not, if you don't, I'd like to see you try it. You might start doing it on a regular basis, and that's a quiche. Quiche is not difficult to make, but most people think it's tough, you know, only because the name is a little bit unique. They think that that makes it difficult to do, and it isn't. Get your cookbook or send me an email. I'll be happy to send you my recipe for a quiche or two. There's more than one kind, of course, and I just think you'll love it. Also, this goes really well with turkey, and if you're kind of concerned about not doing some type of Pinot Noir or something else for turkey on Thanksgiving, and you want to do a white wine, we don't want to do Chardonnay with turkey, really. I mean, there's a lot of people that do that, but you might want to check out the Viognier. I think you'll find that it'll go very, very well with it. Also, one of my favorite things that you can buy in the grocery store in the freezer section is a pot pie. There's a lot of different selections. It takes about 45 minutes in the oven, but let me tell you, a good pot pie at a reasonable price is a hell of a nice lunch. And what goes better with a nice lunch? A pot pie and a little glass of the Felton Cellars Viognier. Ain't too bad a combination. I think that sounds like a good idea to me. So the Viognier now has a little straw color when you pour it in your glass. It's not bright yellow like certain Chardonnays and so on. It has a lot of peach and almond, a little flowery taste to it. Stephen mentioned several of them already. Also, it has a raisiny taste to it, which I think is kind of unique and very, very good. He mentioned apricot, but this is a white wine that has a unique name, Viognier, that is, I guess you would call it a full-bodied white wine. I like the taste and flavor. It's there when you swallow it. You can still taste it for a little while afterwards. And that just means it has what we love to say in the wine business, a long lingering finish. Is that a good idea?
Wonderful. And in fact, you know, it's just a versatile wine. It's just as good on the dinner table as it is poolside sipping it.
Yep, that's a good idea. And that's absolutely true. Well, the price again is about $21 a bottle, 14.4% alcohol, which I think is very reasonable. And I have to say, it's very, very tasty. So you can go to Stephen Felton's website and order the wines that way, or how would they do that if they wanted to? They live somewhere besides in California in the Paso Robles area.
Oh, yeah. I have a pack and ship, and they'll ship to all 50 states. Well, Utah's a little tricky.
Well, Utah's been a little tricky for a lot of reasons.
But, yeah, I do ship out of state, so you can go on our website, www.feltoncellars.com, and take a look at our menu. This Viognier got an 89 in the Wine Enthusiast.
That's not too shabby at all. 89. You know, anything above 75 is considered to be excellent. I don't know if you know that or not. You know, everybody looks for 100 as being perfect, but I don't know that there are any that's ever had 100. There might be, but it's so doggone few that we can't even talk about them. So that's very good. That's a good percentage. And from the area. You know, Paso Robles is kind of a great area to go to if you're not familiar with it. It's in Central California. I think I mentioned this earlier. About halfway between the Bay Area, Santa Cruz, let's call it, down to L.A. or Santa Barbara, as I like to refer to it as. It's about halfway down. You know where Hearst Castle is? You can go about 30 miles east from Hearst Castle area, and you're right in the middle of Paso Robles. And I have to tell you, it's a great area. In the summer, it gets pretty warm on certain parts of it. Other parts stay cool, which he's already mentioned why the Viognier works so well. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Viognier and go to Tempranillo. So we'll be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-470-4125. 800-470-4125. 800-470-4125. That's 800-470-4125.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
We're just finishing up this creamy turkey and veggie soup. That goes along very well with the Felton Sellers Paso Robles Viognier. What a nice combination. And I think if you haven't had Viognier before, you might say, oh, I think I'm going to try it. And you can always go to Steve Felton's website, Felton's.com.
FeltonCellars.com.
FeltonCellars.com. And you can order some of this wine. This is a very exclusive wine, folks. You know, Stephen Felton is very well known as a winemaker and an educator when it comes to teaching people how to make wine, as opposed to somebody that just makes a lot of wine and sells it with their name on the label. He doesn't do that. And the wine that he does make is very special. He takes extra care to it. He makes sure that because his name is on it and he doesn't have to do an awful lot of it, that he does it exactly the way it should be. So you're tasting Viognier the best way you could possibly taste it here with the Stephen Fellers cellars. Okay, now, let's go on to wine number two. And wine number two is Stephen's Tempranillo, and he mentioned a little bit about it, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to pair with it, and then I'm going to have Stephen tell us a little more about what's in the Tempranillo in terms of taste and flavor. We're going to pair this with some corned beef. Now, you know, we've all know about corned beef and cabbage, and we also know about March 17th. But this is August, and we're having corned beef here, and we're going to pair it with some wine, and you're going to say, holy cow. First of all, the corned beef is excellent, but in addition to that, this wine pairs so well with it. And it's because it's kind of unique. And corned beef happens to have a unique taste to it. We know it's corned beef. We know it's beef to start with, but it's been what they call corned, which is nothing more than marinated, if you will. That's kind of the basic way. But it's with a special blend of spices and herbs and so on over a certain period of time under a given temperature. So it makes it work its very, very best that way. So when you take that along with a Tempranillo, you can't go wrong. Tempranillo can be tasted best, I think, at a reasonable temperature of probably around 55 or so. What do you think is the best temperature for Tempranillo?
Yeah, cellar temperature is usually perfect.
Yeah, okay. So that's decent. And tell us a little bit about Tempranillo. What are some of the things that you like to eat with the Tempranillo or other than just simply drinking it by itself?
Well, Tempranillo, I chose this in particular because it's one of my personal favorites. You can sit there and swirl the wine and sniff it for 15, 20 minutes and get something different. It's probably the most complex wine that I make.
And
it
has, good.
It has fruit, it has spice, all kinds of complexities. And
fudgy, even.
Mm-hmm. Cocoa, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And even cayenne red pepper, some of the tasters have told me. But, you know, at first, when I heard corned beef and cabbage, never had any of my wines paired with that before, but it totally works. In fact, just very recently, in the last couple of years, the genealogists have discovered that some of the original Irish, the Celts that moved over to Ireland from northern Spain, and that's the region where Tempranillo.
That's where Tempranillo came from. Yeah, it's amazing. So small world.
And a lot of pepper in this wine, so it should pair very well.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, the percentage of alcohol in this wine is, he mentioned 15. I've got 14.8 off the bottle, I think. So it's not quite 15, and that just means that it's that much nicer to go along with food. And I can't think of anything better than corned beef to pair with the wine that has this body. It is a red wine, where the Viognier now, for those of you who are listening, is a white wine, not a red wine. So we have two reds and a white, which we normally have here on Wines and Shore each and every Thursday. But the fact that we have cherries, a little bit of vanilla, caramel is a good thing, blackberry, a little fudge, as I mentioned earlier. And the tannins are a little bit on the chalky side, which means that it's food friendly. And, of course, how bad is corned beef with something like this? So sit back and try this and see what you think. Our third wine, which we're going to go to here in a little while, is a wine that actually probably made California a wine-tasting sediment, Zinfandel. That is kind of a strong word, and of course, there are so many places all over California that grow Zinfandel, but they don't all make great Zinfandel wines. Could you tell us a little bit about how that works, Stephen?
Well, Zinfandel, it's got an interesting past. It's originally was planted in small vineyards in the Dalmatian Islands off the coast of Yugoslavia. And in the old days, when the pioneers brought cuttings, and settled places like along the Russian River in Sonoma and Napa.
I'm sorry, I'd hate to cut you off. We got to go to a break. We'll tell the story a little bit more in detail when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
This is today's Entertainment Answer. Looking for some reality TV for the entire family? American Ninja Warrior returns to Philadelphia's Richmond Power Plant for the city finals. The top 30 ninjas from the qualifying round will face an even tougher obstacle course, which includes the brand new Captain's Wheel. Competitors taking on the course include Najee Richardson and Michelle Warnke.
Warnke holds a place in history as just the second woman to make it up the warped wall.
Again, American Ninja Warrior on NBC. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night, service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas. That's next to the Orleans Casino, in case you know a little bit about Las Vegas. Most people know where the Orleans is located. We're enjoying wine number two. We just started with it. Wine number two is a Tempranillo that Stephen Felton, who made these wines, was telling us a little bit about it before we went to the break. I'm sorry that we had to go to a break, but that's what pays the bills, so we can't badmouth it too bad. But it's important to know that Tempranillo is a unique varietal. You know, Cabernet and all those names that we know grow up with, but Tempranillo doesn't kind of roll off your tongue so easy. But I have to tell you, once you've tasted it and realize that it comes to us from Spain, as Stephen already told us, but some of the other characteristics of this, I'd like him, if you would, to tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Tempranillo, it's very similar to a cab in weight and the fact that it has a really bright, ripe cherry nose, but it has so much more complexity. It has spice, you know, it has, pepper and, it's just very complex. And in particular, what I like about this vintage was it was so huge and so tannic. It took a full 36 months of barrel age before, I felt it was ready to bottle.
That's incredible. How often does that happen?
Well, the unique thing about Paso Robles is, you get some vintages like, in fact, 2018. This year, it's been nothing but hot, all along for the spring and the summer.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting a lot of fruit. In fact, I'll be looking at sampling grapes next week and probably bringing in some Pinot before Labor Day even.
No kidding.
Because of the heat, but it's not necessarily the best vintage when that happens because it's ripe and you got to get it in before the sugars get too high.
But how about
the years when it's very cool, like this is a 2013 and it was fairly cool spring and summer, so you get that long hang time going into the late fall. Sometimes you harvest grapes close to Thanksgiving, and you get so much more extraction, so much more complexity when you get those long growing seasons.
That's great. But tell me a little bit about the skin on the grapes. My understanding is that the thicker the skin means that it's been probably in the sun longer than normal. So the longer it's in the sun, the thicker the skins get. Does that mean you get less juice out of it, or you get the same amount of juice but it has a different flavor?
Well, really it has to do with berry size, and the smaller the berry size, berry size is dependent on temperature to a great extent, then the more skin to juice ratio there is, and then that, so you get a lot more extraction of color, body, and flavor from the smaller berries. So to me, the ideal bunch of wine grapes, the berries are no bigger than the size of a pea.
Is that right? So when we see them in the grocery store, they're already past proper as far as grapes to making wine. Then can we use those types, same kind of table grapes? I guess that's the best way to put it. Could you use a table grape before it matures and gets too large and make wine with it that would be successful, or not necessarily?
As a rule, no, because they're not ripe enough. I mean, they'd be very tart. They'd only have about half of the sugar when they're at that small of a stage. The only exception I know would be like a Mission grape. Mission grapes, you can get fairly ripe and make a decent wine with.
No kidding. Well, now, you talked about the sugar content. I remember it used to be that they waited in the vineyard before they picked the grapes. The sugar content would be around 32-35%, if I'm not mistaken. And in the last few years, because by doing the 32-35%, it takes a while before you process it. It takes a while after you process it before you can drink it, compared to if you allow it to stay on the vine a little longer and get around 38 or so, let's say, percent, that you can actually drink the wine a little bit sooner. Is that true? Is that what's happened? And in the meantime, the percentage of alcohol has gone up because of the change in the percentage of sugar in the grape?
Well, roughly, half of the sugar becomes alcohol. So if you pick grapes at about 25% sugar, then you end up with about 12 or 13% alcohol. So the higher the sugar goes, and a lot of it is dependent on the region that you're in. And the reason that European varietals don't translate the same in California is because we're, you know, as a rule, about 10 degrees latitude different than say, France, the Rhone region. So in order for us to get, you know, ripe flavors, we have to get the sugars a little bit higher, and that leads to a little bit higher alcohol.
It's just an automatic thing. It's not something that you do or that you're trying to make the alcohol higher. It's just the natural way that the sugars convert because of the high amount of sugar compared to before.
Yeah, and I think winemakers, as a rule, are looking for what they call physiological ripeness.
Right.
And they're less concerned about the sugar than they are, say, the pH or just the flavor profile at the time of harvest.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's something interesting. So we love the blackberry, a little bit of chalky tannins, as I talked to you a little bit before about the Tempranillo. But we're going to go now to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Zinfandel. And Zinfandel has a big story to tell, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Come to Angelo's and Finchie's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking about Zinfandel as our third grape this evening that we're tasting here on Wines du Jour. And so far, we've done great. You know, the first wine, if we're listening to us earlier, was the Viognier. And boy, I have to tell you, that Viognier went so good with that creamy turkey and vegetable soup. It's really very unique and very, very good. Our second one was the Felton Cellars Paso Robles Tempranillo. And with that, we had a little bit of corned beef, a pasty, as you would probably call it, or pasty, some people from England might refer to it as, but it's actually a combination of meat and vegetables in a pastry and then baked in the oven, called a pasty. I have to tell you, this is very, very good, and the wine is very nice. Tempranillo, as we mentioned earlier, and Stephen told us a little bit about it, coming from Spain, etc., is a very nice varietal that you might want to check out. When you go to your retail wine store, most people, they head for the Chardonnay or the Cabernet, and I think that's a major mistake. That doesn't mean that there aren't great Cabernets or great Chardonnays, but there are so many other varietals that you should know about. And if you're not familiar with them, or if you don't remember what we talked about here on Wines du Jour, ask the store clerk if they can either suggest or basically recommend by price what they suggest you try. And when I say that is to tell them, look, I don't want to spend more than $35 or $25 or whatever it might be, but I'd like to have a nice wine to go with my roast beef or my turkey or my rabbit or whatever it is that you're going to have. And they will recommend two or three different wines in that price range for you. And I can just tell you that any one of those three would be a very, very good choice. That's just a smart thing to do, not only from the retail store, but also from your standpoint. You know, to think you have to have Chardonnay with everything is just a major mistake. Or Cabernet, it's just a major mistake. White wine with Chardonnay or red wine with Cabernet is not the only answer to pair with food. And that's what we talk about here on Wines du Jour each and every week. And the Viognier, which is not a Chardonnay, of course, was a very good choice that we had with that creamy turkey and vegetable soup. Very unique, but you know, a little bowl of soup with a Viognier was pretty good, and something a little bit different. Second, we had a little Tempranillo, which we think is very good, and it has a cherries and vanilla, caramel, a little black cherry, fudge, which I happen to like, and the chalky tannins to go with it. And with that, we had, and we're tasting right now, the corned beef pasty. Very, very tasty and very, very good. I recommend it. If you don't have a recipe for it or you don't make it already at home, just look it up in the recipe book or send me an email. You can do that easily and ask me questions about food, wine, or entertainment in any way, shape, or form, or for a recipe for anything. It doesn't have to be something that we talked about on the air. I have collected over 7,000 emails since I was 14 and got very serious into the food industry. And that would be easy enough to go to leskincaid.com. Pretty easy. leskincaid.com. And I'll be happy to answer it. I get about 300 emails a day, and I answer each and every one of them because I think it's important. Some of them I can't understand, coming from foreign countries like China and so on, but I do my best to answer them, and I hope, I've been doing it for quite a while, I hope that everything works out really well. Okay, number three, I mentioned earlier before we went to the break about Zinfandel. And let me tell you, it's not Zinfandel, it's Zinfandel. Even though it's an A-L, when you spell it, it doesn't pronounce like an E-L. And I don't know how else to tell you. But what I'm going to do is ask the expert, Stephen Felton, a little bit about his Zinfandel and what it tastes like, which incidentally retails for about $28 a bottle, which is very reasonable for a good California Zinfandel.
Thank you, Les. This Zinfandel, let me start by saying I'm very proud to announce that this got a gold medal at the Central Coast Wine Competition, which is, you know, the one at the Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles.
All right.
And I've been in Paso Robles for 23 years, and it's the first time that I ever got a gold medal there.
That's good.
But this vineyard is the old Castile vineyard. It was originally planted in 1910. Now, the vines aren't that old now. It was replanted in the 70s. By Charlie Palillo, which some of you that know Paso Robles would recognize. And then again in the 90s. So right now the vines are probably, you know, close to 30 years old. But I used to get this vineyard when I was at Norman Vineyards before they sold to Brecken. And it was part of the Monsters Inn. Now, this vintage, 2015, it really is very similar to what the Monsters Inn used to be. Very big. Honestly, it's kind of high alcohol for some people, 16%. But it has the extract to carry that alcohol. It's got a nice nose, raspberry jam. It's full bodied but structured, and this particular vintage, the acid stayed very high, and I'm not sure why, because it doesn't do that every year, and there are ways in the winemaking process to neutralize the acidity, but I left it in, and that was sort of a salute to the memory of Art Norman, who used to swear by, you know, by leaving the natural acidity in the wine,
right,
in order to make it, you know, very good.
And his wines were
food
great.
Pairing.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that Felton Cellars Paso Robles Zinfandel is a winner. It retails for about $28. I have it here at 13.5% alcohol, which is pretty good. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're doing here on Wines du Jour at McMullen's Irish Pub. So don't go anywhere.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer. You listen to me every week on the Sports Lounge. Well, I'm here to tell you my good friend and co-host, Michael Horn, is making his wine knowledge and his incredible industry contacts available to you. Mike will educate you in the world of wines. He will stock your wine cellar, wine refrigerator, or wine rack with one-of-a-kind wines. Also, as a lover of a great glass of port, I will share with you my experiences in finding the cigars that fit your palate. I will help you stock your humidor with great cigars that reflect your growing taste and the very best smokes for your budget. Mike and I can set up a once-in-a-lifetime wine dinner, and I can host a sports cigar party. Call us today at 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines and cigars of your lifetime.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at the McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have to tell you, tonight has been kind of an exceptional. That St. Baldrick Foundation that I mentioned to you a little earlier is something that I'd like you to remember. St. Baldrick Foundation, that's the name of the organization. They do such great work with kids. I don't want to belabor the issue at all, but there's so much difference between having cancer as a kid and having cancer as an adult. You think, what the hell's the difference? You know, cancer is cancer. Well, I have to tell you, there's a major difference between the two. And unfortunately, it's much worse on the younger generation than it is with the adults. So if you would like to get involved, the St. Baldrick Foundation is something that I suggest you check into. If you do donations, whether you split them up against different organizations or not, please try to include the St. Baldrick Foundation in part of the donations that you might make to help some kids out with cancer. And I have to tell you, it's not a good thing. Okay, to talk a little bit about number three, which is the Felton Sellers Paso Robles Zinfandel. I have to tell you, this is kind of a lighter color Zinfandel than typical. It seems to be, most Cabernets are a little bit darker than this. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, this particular vineyard I've always had a challenge with the color. You know, and it has the body, it has the flavor.
Right.
But yeah, people do comment about the color, and it's just the nature of that particular vineyard. I'm not sure why.
But the taste and flavor is outstanding. I have to tell you, it's not bad at all.
Now, people have suggested that I blend it up with a little bit of Petit Sirah, say, to color it up. But I've always been a purist. I like to leave all of my wines
as 100%
single vineyard varietals.
There you go. The thing is, when it's pure, it's tasty. When it's blended, it's probably tasty, but it's kind of like not quite as good, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it just sort of dampens down on the...
That's a good way to put it.
The highs and the lows.
Well, this is kind of a elderberry is what I thought of when I tasted this wine. Elderberry, a little bit of plum, a little bit of cherry. Am I too far off?
No, that's good. And again, this vineyard... I've always used it, before I had my own brand, Felton Sellers. I used it in Norman Vineyard, and I manage it for the owner. It's a very unique vineyard and something that, I'm going to hate to give it up when I finally retire.
Well, that's not going to be next week, is it?
Well, not unless I win the lottery.
Well, that makes a difference, doesn't it? Listen, one of the good things about Paso Robles and the people that live there are a number, and I don't know what the number is. I think it's around, how many wineries are in Paso Robles? Do you know offhand?
Over 300 at this point.
Yeah, over 300 wineries, which is pretty much incredible. If you've ever been to Paso Robles in the past, we've done shows from there. As I mentioned earlier, we're doing a trip there next month, or October, I guess it is. With people from Las Vegas to visit that particular area. It's just a wonderful area to visit. There's some big-name wineries have their vineyards there. There's also some wineries that have just a few acres of vineyards that make absolutely excellent wine. And by going over there, it gives you an opportunity to buy wines that you are not available to buy in your local retail store. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're here, as I mentioned, at McMullen's Irish Pub, and Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine program. And you can listen to us each and every week at the same time at the same station, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the shows at 24/7. We're always looking for more people and interested in food and wine and food pairing, so pass the word and get them to listen to our show. If you want to know more about my favorite subject, log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com.
CRN Digital.